USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. On Wednesday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. Despite some reservations about the lack of evidence, the 221-212 party line vote indicates backing for the inquiry guided by the Constitution's definition of high crimes and misdemeanors, potentially leading to a president's removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. This authorization extends the impeachment investigation into 2024, coinciding with Biden's reelection campaign and a potential matchup with twice impeached former President Donald Trump. There's a move to correct President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized that the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judges agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Refinancing applications for mortgages have surged by almost 20%, propelled by rates dropping to their lowest level since July, as reported by the Mortgage Bankers Association. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it's good news. The easing has occurred while a substantial rise in unemployment's happened, too.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The decision marks the third consecutive meeting in which the central banks opted to defer interest rate hikes. The choice to keep interest rates unchanged follows the Fed's efforts over the past 2 years to address inflation by raising rates. House Democrats say there's absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have not laid a glove on President Biden, and they have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Oversight Committee ranking member Maryland's Jamie Raskin told reporters Republicans have not been able to say what crime or offense Biden committed that amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. Elon Musk launching a STEM-focused high school in the Austin, Texas area, investing $100 million of his own money, according to tax filings revealed by Bloomberg News. After relocating to Texas during the pandemic, Musk envisions expanding the initiative into a university dedicated to top-tier education. The IRS has approved his application for tax-exempt status, indicating an initial class size of around 4 dozen students. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.